Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to another show of The Art of Seduction, where your poetry brings us to the edge of our seats. Sultry seduction and warm and wonderful suggestive poetry that makes us shiver, shake, and sigh. And this is another wonderful Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to 12, where we will be reading, of course, your wonderful poetry. Me and my co-host, Pam Ray. Hi, Pam.
Hey, Naomi. How's it going?
It's going well. Are you ready for another great show?
Oh, absolutely. Ready to delve into some hot poetry, hang out with you and maybe some other cool poets. You know, it's going to be a great night.
Yeah, well, we have interesting reads tonight some great poetry on the board. That tonight, we have your carryovers from your show. A couple of carryovers from the I feel a sin coming on, where you took quotes from two different songs, I think it was.
Yes, and tell us about the main topic. After we get over, we have five carryovers, and then after we get through the five carryovers, we'll be going into your topic that you ran a contest for this week.
Yeah, well, I stumble upon this quote, chemistry is you touching my mind and it's setting my body on fire. And, after a lot of researching, I tumbled upon a really cool artist, which used the art an ethereal blend of dark purples and blues with the highlights of bright shades of reds and oranges. And, so I looked at this and I said, wow, this looks awful chemistry, like, the way that the light flowed like in waves and everything. So I said, hey, this is cool. So I'm going to use this, this art. And, this art is by a 32-year-old Canadian artist from Ottawa, Canada, named Jean-François Pinchot, who goes by the name of Phased. I thought they looked, they looked very chemistry-like. And his mother introduced him to... Yeah, you said so too, and Phased, he was in touch with art and music since a very very young age. His mother introduced him to both, and led him to develop an interest in electronic music later on, and digital art. In video games especially. His art is considered erotic. He's considered as an erotic artist. His creations, I can't read my writing. His creations centering around sex, of course, psychedelics, yeah, and mental health, because he struggled with a lot of social anxiety and depression for most of his early life due to childhood trauma. It doesn't say what that trauma was exactly, but he probably was subject to a lot of bullying because he never felt he always felt like he was weird, and he never felt that he really fit in and anywhere. And after he started dealing with his mental illness issues, he started to see the world in colors again. And, he started to trust and connect with people, better, trusting them more and, being able to approach them more and being in contact. And that's when his art really took off. Over time, his art began tilting more and more towards erotica and intimacy. And, he believes that there's something really wrong, deeply wrong with this society today, in the current times, when it comes to relationships, sexuality, and intimacy. Possibly, he says, due to pornography, all the dating apps that are out there. and all those other platforms that you see out there, like on internet and everywhere. And he believes that we're losing touch with real intimacy.
Well, this is all really interesting, but we should probably, and I have to agree that it's actually stunning artwork, interesting young man. We should go ahead and, get started with some of this, like sizzling poetry.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I just wanted to say a little bit about him, but maybe I've been talking too long. I wrote a lot on him. Anyway, just saying that, he was quite interesting, his art is quite cool. Yeah, so whenever you're ready, Pam, just kick off this show, and thanks for stopping me. I would have probably read on forever, but so let's kick off some amazing poetry here.
All right. Well, geez, wouldn't you know it, I forgot to grab the first link. Let me go ahead and grab that, and we'll get things started. So yes, the first few will be carryovers from when we did I Feel a Sin Coming On. And, all right. Up first, we have Forgetting a Night to Remember by Darkened Auras. And Naomi, will you give that a read for us, please?
Yeah, Darkened Auras. Forgetting a night to remember. The smoke is clouding my vision. The drinks are swirling my head. Heartache caused by my boyfriend. Well, tonight I'm painting the town red. Dancing, stumbling all around. The dance floor's not my friend. But I feel myself falling into sin. Or at least I'll bite that apple in the end. My eyes saying, please come hither to any passing glance. Someone will get lucky, that one who takes a chance. Give me talk, tall, dark, and handsome. The bartender brings my drink along. I see a man at the end of the bar and say, I'm about to mix it with something strong. I walk over and sit on his knee. Mind me keeping you company? We drank together all night long until I could no longer see. I woke up in the morning. The bed still smelled of his cologne. But nobody was in my home. So did I go home alone? End poem. Yeah, this is an amazing write by Darkened Auras. You know, quite a tale that she spins here. And, you know, with that question at the end, it just leaves us wondering, what really went on. You know, the cologne is there, but, nobody else is there. So, she was so drunk that she doesn't really know what happened. And, I just love the dancing, stumbling all around. The dance floor is not my friend, but I feel myself falling into sin, or at least I'll bite that apple in the end. I love that stanza right there. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I really enjoyed this, and wonderful read there, Naomi. I like how there was that mystery and that bit of humor in the end. I think that there are many of us out there who can relate to that. I woke up in the morning, the bed still smelled of his cologne, but nobody was in my house. So did I go home alone? I like the way she leaves it hanging. And I too really liked that stanza that you mentioned. Another great stanza was, my eyes saying, please come hither to any passing glance. Someone will get lucky, that one who takes a chance. I like that the character goes into the bar with, a plan in mind and that somebody's going to get lucky, but they have to make the first move. So, mm-hmm. you know, so very, very well done.
Yeah, you know, the I think it was a bit of a, maybe a bit of revenge here, you know, heartache caused by my boyfriend. So, well, tonight I'm painting that town red. She's getting back at him, I think, a bit in this right. Yeah, so awesome comment there, Pam. Yeah, awesome right, darkened Auris. Where are we going next, Pam?
All right. Up next, and I see Poetic Picasso, Frank, on the board, so I'd like to say hi to him. And hello, Frank. Good to see you on the board.
Hi, Frank. Phone in, Frank. We're lonely. Come keep us company.
All right. Up next, we have Fevered by Forgotten Dream, and it goes like this. On worn leather seats in a compact car, nestled in the darkened silhouette of eastern forests, windows opaque with phenomenal fog as sweaty skin glistens like the round full moon. A fire burns deep in my stomach, radiating into surrounding bones. Magma blood surges and flames erupt from scorching fingers. My mouth devours cloud lips, hands tangle in umber locks, singeing occiput in temples, body smashing into his like a physics theorem. Spiced eyes lock between mouthfuls, shared frenzies crackling between us, a growing bonfire consuming. End poem.
I just love how he, you know, the powerfulness that he or she finishes on. Their spiced eyes lock between mouthfuls, shared frenzy crackling between us, a growing bonfire consuming. And I love the description, the car, the worn leather seats, you know, the nestled in the dark silhouette of eastern forest, the windows are packed with pheromonal fog, a sweaty skin glistens like the round full moon. Such a sultry and tantalizing piece here by Forgotten Dream. An amazing write. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree this is an amazing write. I gave it a bronze in the contest because of its just absolutely gorgeous use of the imagery. And the funny thing is it was written for the contest, I Feel Sin Coming On, but there are lines in it, sorry, that where it could have easily fit into the chemistry topic, mm-hmm. you know, singeing occupants and temples, body smashing into his like a physics theorem. Mm-hmm. I really liked that knot. I love how it combines science and sensuality. She wrote to prompt that would have been the prompt, I can feel a fever deep down in my bones. And I thought that she really captured the vibe of that prompt beautifully with these lines. Especially ones, a fire burns deep in my stomach, radiating into surrounding bones. Magma blood surges and flames erupt from scorching fingers. There's such to me a sense of two lovers just touching each other so frantically, you know, wanting to just get closer and closer. Beautiful write and very well done.
Oh, so well said there, Pam. Yeah, I do feel the, you know, the science and, you know, the something like, you know, almost like, I don't know, a spiritual going on here between these two people, you know, as they clash together. And so almost like they're eating each other's souls out. Just amazing, right? I see why it's won the bronze, you know. Amazing imagery too throughout, and an amazing flow. So great job, Forgotten Dream. And where are you taking us next, Pam?
All right, up next we have My Ride or Die, Die or Ride by Casey Day. And we have a SoundCloud for that. And we also have area code 760 joining us. So welcome, area code 760. You're on the air. May I ask who's calling?
This is Scott Sharp. Hi, Pam.
Hey, Scott.
Hello.
So glad you could call in.
You seem too lonely, so I thought I'd call in.
Absolutely, we are. So we appreciate it. Thank you. And how are you tonight?
I'm good. You guys sound like you're doing fine too. So I thought I'd call in and just hang out with you guys for a bit. Don't know if I can hang out all show, but
we'll take whatever time you give us, we take it.
Exactly.
So great to have you with us, Scott. So welcome.
All right. Up next, we have My Ride or Die, Die or Ride by Casey Day. And Naomi, will you give that a read for us, please?
Okay. Doesn't it have a SoundCloud?
Well, it does. Geez, I'm sorry. That's right. That's what happens when I get distracted. Okay. Thank you for that.
Scott. Yes, Scott.
Distracting. Here we go.
My ride or die, die or ride. Every day, it gets a little bit colder. Staring out, I bite my shoulder. We were strangers in the dark, reaching out to catch a spark. We were never supposed to grow old. Now our memories dance in the shadows, and the ghost of you whispers to my heart. It hurts, so I turn it all into art. He's the wildfire burning the air I breathe. He's the silk lining of my bedsheets. I crave the taste he left on my lips. I feel him in the curve of my hips. Light flickered in his bedroom eyes when he dismantled my pride. He made me a woman. A mother, a bride, my ride or die, die or ride. We were two strangers in the dark, reaching out to catch a spark. Every day, it gets a little bit colder, staring out. I bite my shoulder.
Now, this is you feel the longing and this, the pain and the longing of loss in this rite all the way through. I just love the title, My Ride or Die, Die or Ride. She has some amazing, amazing lines in here. Scott, I'd like you to comment first on this rite by Casey Day here.
That's a really good poem. And I love the way she read it. I thought it was really well read. I also like the image she has at the top because it kind of, the silhouette of a woman kind of like left by herself is kind of the feel I get out of the poem. So I feel like that also is a really good tie into the whole poem. Really love the second stanza? No, the third stanza. He's the wildfire burning the air I breathe. He's the silk lining of my bedsheets. And I just, you know, those kinds of things, you know, you just get the feeling of somebody who really is missing someone who was extremely important to them. And so, and just the passion of it and the, you know, you just connect to it. That's how I feel, so.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. You know, I think almost everybody can relate to this at one time in their life, maybe. And it's so true. You really connect to it, and her voice draws you in too. Thank you so much, Casey Day, for that SoundCloud. So appreciate it. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is definitely a relatable, right? I like how she blends sensuality and sadness, and it definitely does have that feel of a woman left alone. And she's, and to me, she's remembering a lover who had meant, a partner who had meant so much to her, who she had, you know, been so much to, and that he had been so much to her, but that was all lost. And I like how, you know, she transitions us from that sensuality to that impact, and that sadness in the end that makes an impact. So very well done.
Yeah, well, very well said there, Pam. There's like a haunting feeling all around this poem. Just a great, great write by Casey Day here. And Pam, where are you taking us next?
All right. Up next we have, let me see if I can, let me click on it here. What in the World Is That? Well of Pungent Swell Perfume by Liquid Mind Forever. And Scott, will you give that a read for us, please?
Let me see if I can find it there. Okay. All right. What in the world is that? Well of pungent swell perfume by Liquid Mind Forever. Of silly putty, I pushed and shoved and pounded palms and fists into the meat. Of passing grays and faded days, I've weighed and winged and pressed to gain a smidgen of that pigeon stain. And without a scent, I've spent its scent, which bent its crest to my indenture. Between the folds, the gold of moldy, seedy flesh, the Limburger smell of funky touch, moist and velvety, I sniff her garden of delight, where tongue and nose grab whiff. And here and there do prod and probe as I, against the anguish, sticky thicket harbor, husky mesh, similar to that familiar, stark Guinness brew, passion's extra stout lager do. And here inside I hide and bide, I lick and chew a bite or two of rind. I leave, I heave to full capacity, the rapacity of the fidgety, unkind, clawing, breaking through, paw and maw to thaw the raw hide, mind which blindly splays, and in the drip and drool I sniffle, a scent like a truffle, I circumvent and whiffle. Here and there I foible, and with proboscis, probe, offer a whiskered kiss that missed the stubble nub and land in a sticky wicket where a hissing snake curled up upon a husky, musky, gushing lake of lavender, true, fetid, unmistakable the scent of warming flames, those untamed tickled stamens pressing between my lips, tiny nips and bites, teensy nibbles, scribbled squibble, quibbles of squiggly ripples map and bind the humid scent of tundra. Upon the Cheshire's breast, she lays her pesky passion's quest and leaves her mark. However stark, we shall embark with all due remark upon Haute Couture's function, Coco Chanel's figural unction in a swell of perfumed freedom. End poem.
This is another amazing write by Liquid Mind Forever. Boy, does she dive into so many poetic, poetic forms, or inner rhyme and alliteration and metaphors, and she just puts the whole everything into this. At some parts it was almost like a kind of a tongue twister there, with all the alliteration. The alliteration and the rhyming, I'm so happy that I really enjoyed. That was an excellent read there, Scott. Just amazing. You did such a superb job at this. I don't know if I could have got through it, without being all tongue twisted up. But just an amazing, amazing write. And she brings in, everything about scent, the scent and the perfume and the husky, the musk smell. And she does it in such a wonderful wordplay. What did you think, Pam?
Well, first of all, Scott, you did a wonderful read of that. And sorry, I didn't mean to laugh, but when you said a poem about oral sex is a tongue twister, it just cracked me up. But I like that she has it's a singularity poem. It's obviously about giving pleasure orally to a female partner. But what I like is she does this in a wonderful way with metaphors and imagery. And I like that she brings into the idea of scent, like with the, similar to that Stark Guinness brew. She brings in the sense of movement, the sense of the touch, and the reaction, the squiggly ripples mat and bind the humid scent of tundra. You can just feel a woman moving beneath her lover. And I too really like, as I mentioned, that she brought scent in such various forms, beautifully written and very well done.
Oh yeah, so much so, and she has such good alliteration in here, not too overdone. But a touch of it so that it just makes the write all that more remarkable. Scott, what are your thoughts on this write?
Well, I definitely love the poem, and you can absolutely smell the smells the way she describes them. She does an amazing job of it. And the rhyme is also really well done as well. Very carefully written poem. I would have preferred a SoundCloud as the tongue twister of it. Was at times I felt like I had to really focus because I didn't want to destroy what she had written. But I agree with Pam that there are so many places where the descriptiveness of the smells is just amazingly done. Very skillful write, and one to be admired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just but you know, even without the SoundCloud, that was an amazing read, Scott. And yeah, just absolutely well said indeed there, Scott. Amazing comment from both of you. And Pam, where are you taking us next?
All right. Up next, we have Prompt 4 by Chamath Akalanka. And Naomi, will you give that a read for us, please?
Yes. Prompt 4. Their smiles and their lack of smiles, their heels and their bare feet. There is a wine cup and I must taste it. There is a well and I must drop a bucket. The soul is well inside those skin and bones. The symmetry is a clue and harmony it indicates. I would drop a jug of honey and build a ladder to hunt bears. But for now, your perfume and your lipstick is enough distraction. Yes, I said distraction. Why? That's so good about the 9 to 5 and 7-Eleven, the tear-dunked jars of cookies, enough nonsense, enough boring facts. The idea is simple. I want you. And yes, because you're pretty and I love your distraction. Then 100,000 Mars rovers. Call me crazy, but I see the smile that glow on your face. Enough foreplay, winds enough words right. The high morality of unceasing perfection is the attraction, and I am the wind that hammers on your sails. The day is bright, and birds sing, and the destination unknown. End poem. Just amazing lines in here. You know, the way he takes us from just ordinary, simple things into, you know, straightforward, let's go, let's do it, you know. Just the way it's written in a raw, in your face way, makes it all that more interestingness, right? What did you think, Pam?
Yeah, I really enjoyed this. He wrote to the prompt. Prompt 4 was, I'm drawn to pretty ladies like a moth to flames. And I really like how within especially his first few lines, but throughout the whole write, he captured that idea of the beauty and the sensuality of not just one woman, but in women of general. You know, I really liked the soul is well inside those skin and bones. The symmetry is a clue and harmony. It indicates I would drop a jug of honey and build a ladder to hunt bears. But for now, your perfume and your lipstick is enough distraction. You know, that whole idea of, you know, I don't need to be going out and doing all this, you know, manly stuff like hunting bears because I've got better game in mind. So wonderful imagery and metaphors throughout and very well done.
Absolutely. Wonderfully said there, Pam. And Scott, your thoughts on this, right?
I agree with you both. There's some very powerful images that are created. There's some really cool lines here. One that I really liked is, there is a well and I must drop a bucket. You know, and that picture there, you know, in my mind is just really cool. The idea that, you know, like she's the water in the well or something. And so I really like that image as well as the one that Pam was just mentioning about I would drop a jug of honey and build a ladder to hunt bears. That's just a really cool image. But I'm going to forget all of those things because you're here. And so anyways, yeah, there's a variety of really good lines here. I also like the one towards the end of the poem where it says, I am the wind hammering on your sails, as, you know, trying to push you forward to whatever it is that we're about to do. Very nice poem. Definitely well written and well thought out.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Scott. I like the way it's, you know, just written in a matter-of-fact, like, simple way, like as if he's questioning and reflecting upon all these things, you know, as he goes along. Just an amazing write here. Bravo, Shamit. Thank you.
The title kind of reminds me of a Shakespearean sonnet or something. Yeah, where it's
more
rabid. Huh?
Oh, I was saying, yeah, you're right.
You know,
it does.
Shakespeare just named all of his sonnets a number, you know. So, you know, it's kind of interesting in a way, and I don't think it takes anything away from his poem, really. So.
Absolutely, you're right.
Yeah, it adds like an element of another element of interest there. The title prompt for the way he put it so simply. It goes with, you know, it was prompt four that he chose, probably.
Yes.
Was it? So, you know, the title is just, you know, simple, like the poem is, you know, it's matter of fact, straight in your face, here it is. And I loved the style in which she wrote. And Pam, where are we going next?
Up next, we have Captivating Chemistry by Stelina. And we have a recording for that. So let me find that. And here we go.
Thoughts of you wind around me like Eden's serpent, lubriciously lingering as it slithers over my flushed skin, leaving its trail of impure yearning for the forbidden as it sheds its skin of mounting desire which cleaves to mine, so that each day I ache a little more for your touch. The hunger in your eyes is reflected in my own. Pouring me a glass of wine, fingertips brush my shoulders. Your breath caresses my neck as you whisper in my ear, arousing in both of us that exquisite, unfulfilled ache which gains momentum with each smile or gesture. Unspoken words echo in the silence, weighing heavily in our own vacuum. We are suspended in time and space. When we leave, I shall take only the thought of you with me. Our kindred souls barely needing physical presence, as every emotion within me remains true to yours. Our bond transcends mere human basic instincts, where it resides on a much loftier, parallel plane. Dancing steps known only to us, to music only we hear, in an alternate universe where only we exist, bathed in each other's auras, in yielding utopia. Thank you.
Yeah, this is an amazing, you know, amazing. First of all, thank you, Stelina, for that SoundCloud. You know, this is a second SoundCloud I've heard from Stelina. And, you know, she uses a wonderful background music in the first one I heard, and in again in this one tonight. You know, it just goes along so well with the whole right, the background music. And I just love how she took that serpent in the picture, and, you know, thoughts of you wind around me like Eden's serpent. You know, that's just amazing. I really, really loved this entire poem. I thought it was so wonderfully worded throughout. You know, I can recite the whole thing. I just thought it was so awesome. You know, that our bound transcends mere human basic instincts. And, you know, the way the dancing steps known only to us, to music only we hear, in an alternate universe where only we exist, bathe in each other's auras and yielding utopia. You know, just beautiful lines in this. And, you know, her voice, wow, just amazing. What did you think, Scott?
Yes, Stelina definitely writes pretty amazing stuff. And the aura surrounding this whole write and read were really powerful. For me, the second to last stanza, the last three lines were really powerful. When we leave, I shall take only the thought of you with me, our kindred souls barely needing physical presence, as every emotion within me remains true to yours. Just very powerful lines. And, you know, just the whole aura around the poem, but, you know, those ones just stood out to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love those lines too. You know, there's something really, you know, so like bounding about this poem. You know, so I don't know. It's almost like, you know, it reflects the chemistry of two people, two souls meeting, two bodies meeting, two hearts. Pardon me?
Transcending the human bodies that we're in, and, you know, actually being something much more than just flesh. You know, is the feel you get out of that last stanza. So it's a really powerfully written poem.
It is indeed, yes. And Pam, your thoughts? Pam?
And then
sorry about that. I tend to, like, during, like, SoundClouds that are, like, close, like, to, like, 3 minutes or more, I tend to mute myself just because if I want to move around and stuff, I don't want to, you know. Yeah, I think this is absolutely beautiful. I like how you both touched on the last stanza, and I have to agree. There's a real sense of, spirituality, of a connection that's more than physical. I too like how she brought the serpent in, the snake in the artwork right away, and how it becomes about two people's thoughts for each other. You know, the hunger in your eyes is reflected in my own. Pour me a glass of wine, fingertips brush my shoulders, your breath caress my neck as you whisper in my ear. Just, to me, it's the attention to the small details, the small gestures of romance, of love, of physical attraction that, you know, really put this right together. This is beautifully written all the way through and very well done.
Yeah, I agree so much. Just an amazing, beautifully written poem here by Stelina. Just amazing. And Pam, where are we going next?
All right. Up next, we have, we have Ocean Waves by Cedar Chapman. And it goes like this. Silver satin sheets crumble to form ocean waves. Our bodies undulate, skin grinding skin, merging musk and sweat. Saliva foam froths from briny lips as the might of the seawater pounds against the bedrock. A beautiful storm looms above us. Its lightning surges down our spine, and thunderous moans clap against the cumulus gray walls, our oak vessels creaking, barely holding together on this torturous sea. I am Poseidon, master of the ocean. You claw at the currents, yet your eyes invite me to carry you further than ever before. So I beckon your siren call, and together we ride the largest wave to rapture and serenity. The water calms and your fingers ripple by my face, gently stroking. We bathe in a warm glow, our hearts beating, my hand holding yours. End poem.
Yeah, this is a wonderful write to that prompt, you know, where the couple is in the water and the light is reflecting around them. You know, just such a wonderfully written poem. I just love how, you know, he takes the metaphor of a, you know, to the silver satin sheets crumple to form ocean waves. Our bodies undulate, skin grinding skin. You know, I just love that first stanza, and he brings in scent there. Every time somebody brings in scent into a poem, I just amazes me. You know, I just love that. You know, but he attacks all our senses in this poem. Just an amazing, amazing write here. What did you think, Scott?
Yeah, I agree. It's another really great write. I enjoyed the end of the first stanza. I kind of see it as that he's the seawater pounding against the bedrock at the end of that. And then, you know, the lightning surging down their spines in the next stanza. And, you know, he just kind of makes you feel that they and nature are as one. And then they become the oak vessel creaking at the end of that second stanza as well. There's some really great images that are created in this poem. And, you know, and then at the end, it just comes down to just them and they're holding hands and their hearts are beating together and just kind of wraps up really nicely. So very enjoyable poem. Definitely enjoyed what Cedar did with us.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful insight into this poem there, Scott. Amazing comment. And Pam, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I really enjoyed how he did bring the ocean into this. And I like what Scott had to say about the ocean, the seawater, you know, crashing against the cliffs. I like particularly that he brought mythology into this. I am Poseidon, master of the ocean. You claw at the currents, yet your eyes invite me to carry you further. And to me, also a wonderful thing about that stanza, besides the mythology, is the fact that there's that silent communication between lovers. There's that idea of communicating with your eyes, your wants and your desires. Just beautifully written and very well done.
Oh, yeah, just a great sensual write here by Cedar. And, You know, it's all this aura of almost like spirituality also that lingers all through the lines and all around it. So just a beautiful rite. Thank you so much, Cedar Chapman, for this rite. And Pam, where are you taking us next?
All right. Up next we have, I forgot to grab the next poem. Let me go ahead and do that. And let's see here. All right. Who do we got next? All right. And up next we have Art Chemistry by Adrian 41062. And Scott, would you give that a read for us, please?
Sure. So Art Chemistry by Adrian 41062. Two alchemists, our souls attract. Your soul, magnesium, set aflame. My soul, saltpetri, fizzing and banging, both exploding with veracity and speed, emotions flaming. Catherine wheels, burn intently, then peter out. None can thrill you as I do. No one can give love so deep. Our memories will glow for eternity, just as the ghost stars do today. Parts of liquid mercury spill into each other's universe, brandished with the sweet smell of rapeseed floating on the breeze. End poem.
I just, you know, I really like how Adrian incorporated so many things, chemistry things into this poem, you know, the magnesium, the salt petri, the liquid mercury, you know, so many elements of chemistry that you find in throughout this poem here. You know, veracity and speed, you know, which is chemical words, like if, what's the other subject there that's in school that's like, it has to do with science too. And, you know, so many scientific words in this poem, and just dive into the whole right here. With science, and made it so into such a sensual rite at the same time. So just bravo. What did you think, Pam?
Yeah, this has a wonderful flow to it. I like that he brings up, you know, he really uses science very well in this to capture the sensuality of acting and reacting. I really particularly like that second stanza. None can thrill you as I do. No one can give love so deep. Our memories will glow for eternity, just as the ghost stars do today. You know, wonderful lines in you know, the idea of never forgetting one another. Oh, beautifully written and very well done.
Yeah, that's why I so agree. You know, just the kind of like a merging together, you know, in this poem. Scott, your thoughts?
You know, I'm drawn to this Catherine Wheels thing, and I went ahead and I looked it up real quick because I was unsure of it, and I'm intrigued to know, do you guys have a different definition other than the one that I'm pulling up, which is most commonly used as a torture device during the medieval times, also known as the breaking wheel. And so
I knew it was used as a torture device, but I kind of thought maybe it had a different definition because, you know, doing the dark show, you know, I knew that was a torture device, But I thought based on the idea of the show, or not the show, but the rite itself, that maybe there was a different definition.
And I was thinking maybe you guys might have known what he's intending if it weren't that, because I'm a little confused by it if it's
maybe
you know,
he means the type. Yeah, maybe he means the type of attraction that physically torments you. You know how you get so turned on, but you know you can't have the person in that moment, so it's physical torture.
No, that makes sense. So yeah, I agree with Naomi on the idea that all of the scientific, you know, I know personally because I like to try to stick in historical references and things like that into poetry, that it does become challenging sometimes to incorporate those into other topics and things like that, but Adrian did do a really good job here. I've read a lot of different things from Adrian and Steph, and he's a great writer. So I just wondered about that Catherine Wheels because it kind of, for me personally, kind of threw me. So I appreciate you lending some insight into that, Pam. So overall, it's a really good write. And very good, Adrian.
Yeah, great observation there. Great comment, Scott. I just found another definition for the Catherine Wheel as a fireworks, which has to do with the Catherine Wheel or pinwheel is a type of fireworks consisting either of a powder-filled spiral tube or an angled rocket, you know, mounted.
That kind of reminds me of what you would stick on a fence when we were probably all kids and stuff. Like you'd stick it on a nail on a fence and let it spin and do its stuff. So that makes much more sense to me now. So, because that does have a passionate thing that kind of goes along with the whole theme for the night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
so
think
you made
that's
me feel better. Thank you, Naomi.
Yeah, it
not
just
that I'm
was
important to you or anything, but
oh, you so are, and you know, this ride is just amazing, by Adrian, and that definition of the Catherine Wheel, you know, having to do with physics and everything, really fits in with the whole scientific theme. Yes.
And I like that last line of the second stanza about the ghost stars do today stuff. So, you know, like I said, it all ties together much better for me now with the definition you just gave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so great write, Adrian. And where are we going next, Pam?
Well, before we go on to the next poem, I'd like to welcome Neutron to the show. Welcome, Neutron. Glad you could join us. How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing? I'm good. I'm good. I had a spare hour, so I thought I'd just jump on the phone instead of listening.
Oh, wonderful.
Wow. So happy to have you, Neutron. Welcome, welcome. And
excellent poem, too.
Oh, you got to hear the poem. Well, comment on it. Go ahead.
Look, I was a bit thrown by the Catherine Wheels reference, too, so I'm very glad that we sorted that out. But it the firework reference flows through into stanza two very well, where it says, "None can thrill you as I do, no one can give love so deep." But I think it would have equally worked as a torture reference, though, in that I've just started dating someone, and it's a bit torturous at the beginning when you're trying to figure out how you meld together. And I was particularly drawn to our memories will glow for eternity just as the ghost stars do today. That was just such a brilliant reference. Very well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true about the beginnings, you know, and you have to build those memories before a relationship, I think, really becomes meaningful there. And, you know, it's so well shown in this poem, and great observation there, a neutron. And Pam, what poem do you have for us next?
Up next, we have The Spanish Heat by Poetic Picasso. And we have a recording for that, so here we go.
Mi amor, I want to caress the glowing glass of your luscious lips, discover the intimate secrets of the flavor of your spicy kiss, plunge into the deep layers of the dew of your tempting tongue, as I explore the lustful tides of your primal desires billowing. The spilt flame of your fire, burn in my bodies and rupturing, reach in the tip of the petals of your blossoming tulip lips, as I succumb to the chemistry of your elusive seduction, and you are the unveiled fantasy of my starving pleasures unleashed. Let me create with my passion torrid winds of sensual whispers, ride a blazing chariot of your erotic odysseys, of a mystic exoticism. Feel your creamy bosom and the prurient motion of your shivery hips, as ourselves embrace the moonbeams of our dance in a carnatic shimmer. Within the silk sheets of the wet drops of our dripping oil, like steaming lovers, around by the lavender scent of wax, covering us with the Spanish heat of a melting mount, and you make me implore from the taste of your exquisite flesh. Eres el pensamiento más travieso, la sensación más placentera, me seduces con tu cuerpo y mente. Enciendes la pasión de un amante latino. You are the naughtiest form, the most pleasant sensation, seducing me of your thought in mind. You ignite the passion of a Latin lover. Ole, ole.
Yeah, this is a great, you know, like this is Frank, his wonderful use of the English language, of course. I had to look up that word, ilicebris, and, you know, it's enticing, attraction, tending to attract, enticing. So I learned a new word from this, right? And, you know, I just love, you know, when he gets down to you are the naughtiest thought, the most pleasant sensation, seducing me with your body and mind. And, you know, of course, all the wonderful, amazing, passionate, and, you know, sultry and seductive lines all throughout this, so wonderfully written. And Neutron, since you just hopped on the show, why don't you give us your thoughts on Frank's right here?
Certainly. I think Frank's wheelhouse is definitely seductive poetry, and he's delivered once again. I was really drawn to this section here. Within the silk sheets of the wet drops of our dripping oil, like steaming lovers aroused by the lavender scent of wax covering us with the Spanish heat of our melting bones. I really enjoyed the metaphor, the sensory aspects of the poem. I think you're right there with Frank's use of the English language. He always teaches me a new word every time I read one of his poems. And, I was really impressed with it. The quality of the sound clouds, as always, was great. And I love the whispery tone because it really exuded seduction. Well done.
Yeah, just an amazing comment there. You know, you're so right. There's so many beautiful, the use of it, the English language, and so many beautiful lines, like, as our souls embrace the moonbeams of our dance in a climatic shimmer. You know, how beautiful is that? You know, the use of words there, the wordplay. And Scott, your thoughts on Frank's poem?
I agree with the two of you. Nobody really outdoes poetic Picasso in the creation of romantic poetry, nor the reading of it. There are some others that are really good, but nobody outdoes Frank. Specifically looking at the poem, plunge into the deep layers of the dew of your tempting tongue as I explore the lustful tides of your primal desires billowing. Just some really amazing language there, and creates images for you to, you know, kind of take it in. And I'm not going to repeat some of the other lines you guys have already said, but there were some really good ones there as well. So he never fails. And then I love the idea of the Spanish lines as well, and then him reading them. I just think that those are something that also adds to the skill of his poetry. So.
Yeah, it does. It adds another element, you know, and we have the translation after. But I think just hearing the Spanish, there's something so sensual about, you know, the Spanish language and his voice reading it, of course. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, that was a wonderful read and write. Frank does a great job with sensual poetry, strong imagery and metaphors throughout. I really like Let Me Create With My Passion, the torrid winds of sensual whispers, ride a blazing chariot of your erotic odysseys, of a mystic exoticism. You know, I really like particularly how that draws in the idea of the adventure of lovemaking, the experiment of lovemaking. So just absolutely beautifully done and very, very well done.
Oh, yeah, very well done indeed. You know, absolutely, you know, so, so steamy. So, so Frank. And thank you, Frank, for the SoundCloud every time. It's so... so appreciate it every time you send in the SoundCloud. And Pam, where are we going next?
All right. Up next, we have Even Mountains Crumble by Ben Picard. And Neutron, would you give that a read for us, please?
Surely. So it's called Even Mountains Crumble by Ben Picard. With fugacious tenderness, I traced our love over the contours of your body, despite it being redolent of eternity. My hands would climb your cordillera and fall as swiftly as a north wind freezes the gentle undulations of the rolling waves. So when wisteria petals wilted as they alighted on your once earthly stomach, I came to know eternity as a treacherous caretaker for brevity. End poem.
No, I was just so amazed by this, right? The flow, the beautiful imagery, you know, throughout was just so enthralling and captivating. And, you know, there's just so many beautiful, beautiful lines. My hands would climb your cordillera and fall as swiftly as a north wind freezes the gentle undulations of the rolling waves. Just amazing, amazing lines, you know, the reference to the petals, the flowers, and nature all throughout this poem. Very, very sensual right here. What did you think, Scott?
First of all, I will say that that was a great read of the poem. And in addition, an amazing write, because I agree with the stanza you just wrote or read there, Naomi, with the as swiftly as the north wind freezes the gentle undulations of the rolling waves. But I'm also just really taken in by that last stanza as well, and especially the last three lines of it. So when wisteria petals wilted as they alighted on your once earthly stomach, I came to know eternity as a treacherous caretaker for brevity. And that's just really powerful at the end there. I came to know eternity as a treacherous caretaker for brevity. So I'm just going to leave that one to sink in with people listening, because it's just an amazing line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you feel like sadness and sadness there, as if he's lost, you know, something very, very precious to him, you know. Neutron, your thoughts on this, right?
Yeah, I think if you read, if you look at the definition for fugacious, bear with me for a second, I'm just going to bring it up. It is tending to disappear or fleeting. So, and then you tie in with that last line that Scott was talking about, I came to know eternity as a treacherous caretaker for brevity. There's no timeline with love. Love can be short. Love can be an eternity. I think he's captured that really well in this poem with the nature metaphors. I was drawn to this section in particular. As swiftly as a north wind freezes the gentle undulations of the rolling waves. For me, I don't know, in my personal relationship, it almost points to that undulating notion of love that can be constant, or it can be lustful, it can be sensual, but it's very rarely ever the same day in, day out. Very well done.
Yeah, excellent, excellent observation there, Neutron. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, I really like how Neutron brought up that, you know, love takes different forms and ideas. Sometimes it can last, you know, for a long time, and sometimes it's short and brief. There's a wonderful combination of sadness and sensuality. You know, with some of the imagery metaphors in here, you can't help but feel that either the partner has actually physically died, or that, you know, metaphorically the death itself has died and passed on. I really liked this all the way through, but I like how the stanza that starts with as swiftly as a north wind, that he creates that sense of movement, that sense of the rolling waves and the undulation. I thought this was beautifully written and very well done.
Which one it is that you mentioned there, Pam, because the title itself, Even Mountains Crumble, makes you question whether it was a love ending or whether it's the loss of the person. And so, you know, either way, it's really powerful, that last line. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the last line really, really is like a punch there, you know, really, really powerful, like you said, Scott. An excellent, excellent write by Ben here. Thank you so much, Ben. And where do we go on next, Pam?
All right. Up next, we have Temptation by Jessica D. And Naomi, will you give that a read for us, please?
Yeah, temptations, fingers kiss my salty skin, face to face on my bed, arms around you, pulling you close, my heat-seeking thigh pressing between yours, dousing your for champagne, whole hand on your back, guiding your hips, nose touching nose, sideways wiggles of tunic heat, tractor beam eyes pulling like vacuum, your breath on my lips, a warming breeze of flowers and chocolate teas, Vulcan hand on my crystal neck, lips erupting, magma tongues flowing, puckered nipples sting on your flaming skin, tongue sizzling from ear to chin, nipples stiffening, dueling with mine as we writhe in the tribing battle, breathing gas too loud for mine. My drowned thigh smiles, panting, sticky breath. My lips find yours again, eyes stretched and thirsty, rolling onto my back, caving to your pushing hands, felt flowing on top of me like a river of wine, flooding dust-covered plains. Encore ma douce tentation, which is again my tender temptation, or my sweet temptation. End poem. Yeah, and I just love that you put in a little piece of French in there. And yeah, this is really, you know, I had a prompt up with two women, and you know, she just this is such a steamy right, and just so, such a sultry, sensual right by Jessica here. I mean, she just dived in and she just, you know, went all in. You know, the everything, you know, I can recite so many lines in here. You know, the puckered nipples feasting on your flaming skin, tongue sizzling from ear to chin. You know, it just goes on and on and on. Just an amazing, amazing sensual rite, you know, from the start to the finish. Just awesome, awesome. What did you think, Neutron?
Oh, Neutron had to go for about 10 minutes or so. She'll be back.
Okay, so you can comment, Pam.
Sure. Yeah, I thought this was a wonderful sensual rite all the way through. It's just, it's filled with heated passion. Let's see here. Let's see. Nose touching nose, sideways wiggles of kunic heat, tractor beam, eyes pulling like vacuum, your breath on my lips, a warm breeze of flowers and chocolate teas. You know, this is such a delight to all the senses, and the idea of not only the touching and the reacting of the heat of the body, but, you know, the scents and the sounds that you can hear around you. My drowned thigh smiles, panting, sticky breath, my lips find yours again. Such a wonderful, you know, lines about desire and reaction. Beautifully written and very well done.
Oh yeah, it is very sensory piece. Like it captures all your senses all throughout it. And Scott, your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. You know, some romantic poems make you feel the love, all of that kind of stuff. This one makes you feel like you're literally, you know, in the midst of lovemaking. And it's a powerfully sensory poem, the way it's written. One part that stood out, but there's lots of parts that could stand out, for sure is a warming breeze of flowers and chocolate teas, Vulcan hand on my crystal neck, lips erupting, magma tongues flowing. Just some really powerful wording and stuff. Definitely makes you feel like you're right there. So very well done. Great, great write.
Yeah, I agree. You do feel like you're right in the middle of this lovemaking, especially reading it, you know, me reading it, you know, I was just drawn into to the action there a little bit too much. And yeah, but, you know, just
like
an
you,
amazing.
Like
amazing.
Like
pardon me?
In the room and you feel weird because you're like, hey, do you guys know where the remote's at? Oh,
never mind. Yeah, just a superb sensory, sultry, seductive ride here by Jessica all the way through. And, what is our next poem going to be, Pam?
All right, up next we have The Blood by Casey Day, and we have a recording for that, so let me find that, and here we go.
The Blood, free verse. Watching clouds turn into storms. Swirling into madness, lightning cuts blackness, and you're a part of it all. The loveliest language drips from your lips, sinking into the tethers of my soul, and I would love the world one day, the way that you love my body. Kissing my shame and breaking chains as strong wind blows. We steal our fire from gods and burn as a million stars across the sky. Fighting through infinite darkness, we give into our deepest passions, begging to be free from obedience. I keep crawling on my knees. Does it please you? You take me in and I can't heal the harm. But I'll let you hold me here for now, as though I exist for your hips. You're the only thing that makes me whole. Everything good in the world leads me back to this. There's a wildfire in my veins, yet I still crave your skin. Inside the clouds of heaven, I keep losing my feathers. Guided by lust, I bathe in you, hunting love like the air you breathe. I swallow your heart and birth our freedom. Falling from grace like rain, we are heathens, wet on the floor, flawed and fragile. We break to rebuild anatomical sculptures. Bursting back up, we climb through Earth's lung with a hunger and a thirst for the God, for the blood of the God that made us virgin. Do you feel my hand on your chest? Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Your eyes roll back, shining like full moon. Dig deep and release into me. Tear away my wings. Loving you is an unforgiving moment to be free. But there is beauty in the beast.
Wow, what an amazing, amazing passionate, another passionate right that brings you right into the action there. And, you know, there's beautiful lines in here, like a hunting love like the air you breathe. I swallow your heart and birth our freedom. Falling from grace like rain, we are heathens, wet on the floor, flawed and fragile. We break to rebuild anatomical sculptures. Wow, just amazing. Those are just, you know, some of the amazing lines that are in this. What are your thoughts, Scott, on this rite by Casey Day?
Yeah, I ran across Casey and I've read a few of her poems, and I'm quite impressed with her. She is quite a skilled writer, and this poem is certainly no exception to that. She has some really amazing lines that she puts together. You read a few that I already had in mind, so I'm not going to repeat those, but I am going to say that the way she ends it is also very powerful, because the idea that, you know, we're heavenly beings and that we're kind of doing something below that heaven or something and making love, but, you know, the way she says, tear away my wings, loving you is an unforgiving moment to be free. And I just tell you, the whole thing throughout it, especially the way she reads it herself, you know, mm-hmm. hearing her passion in it is just makes it even better, you know, as far as the way that it sounds and comes across. But she has some amazing lines throughout it. Bursting back up, we climb through Earth's lung with a hunger and a thirst for the blood of the God that made us virgin. I mean, it's just really amazing writing. So, and just overall, very talented piece here.
Yeah, and I agree with you, you know, hearing the poem read with all the passion that we find in her voice, and she has such a beautiful a reading voice. And thank you so much, Casey Day, for that SoundCloud. So appreciate it. And Pam, your thoughts on the poem?
Yes, and also I'd like to let you know that Neutron is back. So welcome back, Neutron. And I just think this is absolutely beautiful. I have to agree with Scott that within the read, you can definitely hear the passion in her voice. I really like the reference to we steal our fire from God and burn as a million stars across the sky. And to me, there's that stronger message of not just the physical attraction, but how with true love, like healing comes. And so I like that she referenced that. You take me and I can't heal a harm, but I'll let you hold me here for now as though I exist between your hips. And there is, you know, you can't fully take away the harm, but you can find that sense of comfort. I also really like the loveliest language drips from your lips, sinking into the tether of my soul. I like that the idea of being in that moment where you feel grounded. So beautifully written and very well done.
Oh, yeah, excellent. You know, we can recite, I think there's so many beautiful lines that we can each recite a couple, and, you know, there's be still some left over. This is amazing right here. Neutron, your thoughts?
Yeah, look, I wholeheartedly agree with what Pam said. About the healing process. I remember when I was going through the public mental health system, they said there's two things that generally can create healing, and one of them is getting back into work and the other is finding love, and you have absolutely no control over either of those for the most part. I was really particularly drawn to the second stanza, the loveliest language drips from your lips sinking into the tethers of my soul. It's a seductive poem, but as you've all mentioned, it's referring to the fact that it's not just the physical, it's intimacy, it's the connection and the chemistry. And I think wholeheartedly there, Naomi, just the fact that there are lines left over, we could effectively recite half this poem between all four of us, and there'd still be lines left over. So very astute observation.
Yeah, very, just beautiful, beautiful right here by Casey Day. So wonderfully written. And so Pam, what do you have for us next?
All right. Up next we have Not Called Love by Cadence Kincaid. And it goes like this. Sorry. Memories of last night only reignites my fire of obsession. Playing this game has consequences, but that's expected. How can you learn your lesson when her sin is such a blessing? Uncertain of the unexpected, fake feelings keep me guessing. Never been the jealous type, but your lips touching hers, I think I might. What I see brings withdrawals, I gotta have it. I'm about to grab it, you're my favorite bad habit. Flowers for lovers types, I want bad choices and pillow fights. No commitment for one night, even the devil has covered eyes. No surprise, you're becoming my addiction. I must also be replacing your prescription. We're both here filling our obsessions. So dark secrets and risky games. Two strangers without names. Grant me this wish from up above. That's why it's called obsessions and not called love. End poem.
Yeah, I think he attacked the subject very well here, you know. Of obsession and not love, you know, two strangers without names, that says it all there, you know, that just meeting for probably a one night stand here, and you know everything follows, you know, I'm about to grab it, you're my favorite habit, you know, and no surprise, you're becoming my addiction. I must also be replacing your prescription. You know, the wonderful rhymes throughout this. What did you think, Scott?
Yeah, I agree. He's got some really good rhymes here. They don't feel forced, so that's really good. It carries a really good rhythm throughout it, because of the rhymes that he's put into it. And I agree, it gives a sense of meeting someone and starting to develop maybe some feelings, because there's a little bit of the jealousy of seeing somebody else maybe kissing that person too as well. So maybe your original one-night stand thing is starting to turn into something more, at least in one of the two people's minds.
That's a good observation there. So true, you know, with the bringing in the part with the jealousy there. And Neutron, your thoughts on this poem?
Yeah, like it hints at me to almost a sex and love addiction, which I believe they actually have groups for nowadays. And it's particularly, there's no commitment for one night, even the devil has covered eyes. No surprise, you're becoming my addiction. I must also be replacing your prescription. And it's almost that fleeting, intermittent nature of casual sex or casual outings or dating, whatever you want to call it. And not to say that there's anything wrong with that, but it does, it doesn't fill the cup the same way necessarily that a loving or connecting relationship does, in my experience. So then you follow on with, we're both here feeling our obsession, so dark secret and risky games, two strangers without names. Grant me this wish from up above. That's why it's called obsessions and not called love. It just reminds me that sometimes in those beginning instances, it's hard to determine whether it will just be a lustful encounter or whether it will actually lead to something. So I think it rings true to life, especially at the moment in the vein of the pandemic and online dating and the like. So well done.
Yeah, I so agree there. I went through my last relationship, I went through a really crazy time of dating online and, you know, having these kinds of relationships, you know, from one to another. And like you said, they're not very fulfilling in the end, you know. They just fill a hole, you know, not for long. And Pam, that was weird, but I just said. Naomi, and Pam, your thoughts?
Well, you know, I thought this was an absolutely just amazing write. On a technical level, I thought it had great rhyme and flow, to the point that it felt very much almost like a rap, in the way that the rhyme and the flow was. I really liked the lines, "How can you learn your lesson when her sin is such a blessing?" No commitment for one night, even the devil has covered eyes, no surprise, you're beckoning, becoming my addiction. I thought everyone had great observations on this poem, and it does definitely have the whole idea of the being physically drawn to the point to someone, to the point of being in addiction, and beautifully written and very well done.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Bravo. This is the first time I see this Kincaid, unless it's a poet.
It's
that...
Cadence.
I don't remember seeing him before, unless he changed. It's a poet that changed his name. Some of them do that. But anyway, I hope we see more from him. And Pam, where are you taking us next?
All right. Up next, we have Primordial Passion by Daniel Duhaime. And Scott, will you give that a read for us, please?
Primordial Passion by Daniel Duhaime. Animal instincts flow in a rainbow of desire, where the flower of conception enfolds a tiny seed of life waiting to sprout. Atoms upon atoms are locked together like magnets, forming what locked lips of passion given freely. Sweaty bodies drip with spent lust. Deep inside, animal instincts transpire, unbroken by any outside influence, just like our ancestors, beast-like grunts resonate. Eyes only see the beauty before them. Ears only hear the guttural noises of lovemaking. Lips only taste the sweet nectar of honeydew. Night becomes a haven of enchanted dreams. The music of the soul plays a haunting melody. Daytime releases the spell. End poem.
Wonderful read there. Wonderful read there, Scott. Thank you very much. And before we go on with commenting, I would like to welcome Cadence Kincaid to the show, whose poem we had just read, the one. So welcome to the show, Cadence. Glad you could join us.
Thank you.
And we're so glad that you had written for the show. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and leave comments since Naomi had to step away. So, wonderful read, Scott, And neutrons, let's hear your thoughts on Daniel Duhaime's write.
Well, I've just liked and followed this poem. I've not heard of Daniel Duhaime before. This is the first poem I've read. It's quite a cohesive write on those animalistic instincts that he's talking about in the first stanza. I was particularly drawn to the second stanza, though. Atoms upon atoms are locked together like magnets, forming what locked lips of passion given freely. Sweaty bodies drip with spent lust. It's almost, it is quite a sensory rite when you get further down. Eyes only see the beauty before them, ears only hear, lips only taste. And then you get down to this last stanza, which really brings it home about the haunting melody released by daytime, the spell. I'm really impressed. So keep writing.
Oh, absolutely. I have to agree. You know, I always enjoy Daniel Duhaime's poetry. I thought, you know, that primordial passion was a perfect word to describe that, like, almost animalistic type passion, that, you know, base passion. And Scott, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
I really like that first stanza quite a bit. It definitely draws you into the poem. Animal instincts flow in a rainbow of desire, where the flower of conception unfolds, a tiny seed of life waiting to sprout. You know, just the whole idea of something taking off, and in this case, the passion. And as Neutron said, I think at the end, it all comes together really nicely. Daniel did a great job of that. Night becomes a haven of enchanted dreams. The music of the soul plays a haunting melody. Daytime releases the spell. So maybe at nighttime, you're enthralled in this primordial passion. And, overall, just very powerful writing. Daniel's another one that I agree with you, Pam. I've read a few things of Daniel's, and he's a very good writer.
Absolutely. Said there. Yeah, I thought this was just absolutely a wonderful capture of, and I think you're both right, that end stanza does wrap it up very nicely, and the idea how there's a certain magic to the nighttime, and I really like how the end line is daytime releases the spell. I also like how he brings the science, the chemistry into this, with atoms upon atoms are locked together like magnets forming what locked lips of passion given freely. Wonderful lines there, and just very well done. And Cadence, I didn't know whether or not you were a member of Late Night Poets, where we post the links for the poems we're reading, but I did send you the link in this poem by private message and on All Poetry. And if you got a chance to read that, did you have a comment you'd like to make?
I didn't have a chance to read it, but I did follow that link, and that's why I called in. I'm new to this, basically.
I understand. Well, again, we appreciate it. It's always great to have new callers. That's for sure. That's for sure. And Naomi, are you back with us? Oh, yes, you are.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, I just got back. Yeah, I just love, like always, Daniel Duhaime, such wonderful, you know, passionate lines, all, you know, so beautifully worded here. You know, you guys recited so many of them. I loved how he brought science into this poem, and, you know, that with the atoms and the magnets, and, you know, and the deep animal instincts. And, you know, just wonderful, you know, down to lips only taste the sweet nectar of honeydew. Just an amazing write all through by Daniel Duhaime here. Just beautifully written. And Pam, what will our next rite be?
Well, first of all, before we go on the next rite, just to let you know that Cadence has joined us. So,
oh, Cadence,
yeah,
we
did
your poem.
And up next, we have Wait to Break by Neutron Bomb, which obviously Neutron is your poem, so go ahead and give it a read for us, please.
Awesome. Okay, so it's called Wait to Break, and it was written to the prompt, Chemistry so powerful your body aches for both the romantic and the animal in me. I am torn between cutting your buttons off or unpicking your dress shirt, chastely drinking from your wooden goblet. We are kindling the deep richness of dawn, sparkling with effulgence that marks the skin with scorching accuracy. Forbearance is a virtue I do not possess. The animalistic flows through my veins, which pop from pulp to reveal pickled pomp. You engulf me like the sun, simmering above the horizon, glinting on the boathouse. Fault lines exposed by the light. I wait, wait to break beneath the lapping shoreline and foam.
Oh, that was just an amazing, amazing right there, Neutron. You know, I just love how you finished that poem out. I'm going to comment more on it, but I really want Pam's comment on this to comment on this first.
Oh, this is beautiful all the way through. I am torn between cutting your buttons off or unpicking your dress shirt, chastely drinking. You know, I really like how you bring buttons into it, because there's something so sensual and so provocative about the movement of putting unbuttoning a shirt, you know, and deciding whether or not you want to do it slowly and take your time. Or if you want to just rip and break the buttons because, you know, you're not going to wait. I really like forbearance is a virtue I do not possess. The animalistic flows through my veins, which pop from pulp to reveal pickled pomp. First of all, on a technical level, wonderful alliteration in there and wonderful sense of desire and need for somebody. So beautifully written, Neutron, and very well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful comment there. Wonderful lines recited. I just love, Neutron, how you start out with, you know, the dress shirt and you take us, you know, and, you know, the undressing, the frantic undressing, the tearing almost of the clothes off. And you take us all the way down to the beautiful, you know, you engulf me like the sun shimmering above the horizon, glinting on the boathouse, you know, and that last stanza, fault lines exposed by the light, I wait. Wait to break beneath the lapping shoreline. You know, it just, you took us from frantic, you know, into, you know, animalistic, frenzy, and into, you know, just beauty at the end there. Just so well rounded out poem, right? And, you know, and it's so powerful, and you just feel the emotion as you read it, you know, it just swarms through the lines, every stanza. Just amazing, amazing right here, Neutron. So brilliantly put together. And Scott, your thoughts?
Yeah, I always appreciate the precision and word choices that Neutron puts together in her poems, that's for sure. I'm also intrigued by her choices. As you can see with the idea that she has three lines per stanza, and I love how she took from the first stanza to the second stanza, a continuation of the thought. although that's not necessarily what happens in every. So it's just intriguing to me the choice that she's making as a poet to maintain the three-line stanzas as opposed to connecting that first line of the second stanza to the first stanza. So that's just something that I kind of picked up in reading it. Now on to the beauty of the writing of it, because there's definitely some real depth here. You know, I love the weird kindling, the deep richness of dawn, sparkling with effulgence that marks the skin with scorching accuracy. I mean, that's just some amazing wording. So very enjoyable write all the way through it, and, you know, something to look at and learn from, in my opinion, in some ways. So.
Oh, so much so. You know, the wording in this is just amazing. Pam said, you know, the alliteration is just amazing all through it. And the metaphors, too, just amazing imagery. Beautiful, beautiful, right, Neutron. And Pam, do we have time for another one or?
Yes, we'll fit in one more and then the rest will be carryovers. And up next we have Deep Below by Mark Van Loan and Cadence. Will you give that a read for us, please?
Does it matter what poem?
You have to read, I would like you to read Deep Below by Mark Van Loan. I put it in Late Night Poets, plus I also messaged it to you on All Poetry to Read.
All right. Is it Primordial Passion?
Deep Below.
Deep Below.
Yep. By Mark Van Loan.
All right, Deep Below. Would you like me to read it?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Deep Below. We wake to the sound of the mid-tide lapping outside our window. Waters gently rising beneath the aqua sky, light silver softly through midnight, silver rays illuminate flesh, desire rises swifter than the sea, slow as tide beneath the full flower moon, pulses rise while limbs are strewn, and to fair touch of you and the spell, oh, the carnal depths of the endless well, dawn arrives to rock our seaweed, slowly we drift, lust redux, the ocean ebbs a mighty flow, desire drifting deep below.
That's a wonderful read there, Cadence. You know, this is an amazing, amazing poem. I know the beautiful imagery and created in these passionate lines, so well worded throughout. Beautiful and intense writing here. I know the prompt that he must have chosen, the couple, you know, in the water again. Just an amazing, amazing write here with a beautiful, beautiful lines throughout by Mark Van Loan. And Scott, your thoughts on this poem?
Yeah, this is really well written and some really nice lines that I enjoyed here. We wake to the sound of the mid-tide lapping outside our window, waters gently rising beneath the opaque sky. And I love the idea of the waters rising at the beginning and receding towards the end. Dawn arrives to rocks and seaweed. Slowly we drift, lust recedes. So it kind of takes you from the rising of the tides and the passion to the receding of it in the end. So very well done, Mark.
Yeah, it's like the the valsing of two bodies together there, right? A metaphor for that, you know, you feel the sensuality there. And Cadence, would you care to comment on the poem you just read?
Yeah, I think it's well written and pays attention to the detail. It paints a good image of somebody who's either newly in love or is reliving or reminiscent of an old love. I like the attention to the detail mainly in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so much. Yeah, really attention, great attention to detail. So right there, Cadence. And Neutron, your thoughts?
I really love that he has used Mark, has used multiple references to water. Slow as the tides beneath the full flower moon, pulses rise while limbs are strewn, and the fair touch of you and the spell off the carnal depths of this endless world. So he's used these water references almost to show the ebb and flow of the encounter, and also the depth of the carnality. So very well done.
Yeah, it'd be great observations there, Neutron. Amazing comment. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is beautiful all the way through. I too really liked the references to water and to nature. Light silver soft through midnight silver rays illuminates flesh. I also really like dawn arrived to rocks and seaweed, slowly we drift, lust recedes. Such a beautiful write on the passion and desire that's caught in nighttime on the beach shores. So very well done. And great show tonight, Nathan.
Yeah, and thank you so much, you know, Scott, for sticking by us for the whole show. And without a right to, I kept wondering, you know, when is Pam going to put up Scott's right? And then I went back and checked and I said, he doesn't even have one in. So, wow, you know, thank you so much, you know, just for sticking by us and commenting and reading and being there. We so appreciate it. And thank you, Neutron, for stopping by. So fun to have you. And Cadence, thank you so much for phoning in. I hope you phone in again. It was so much fun. And thank you, Pam, for always being there. And teaching me so much and showing me the ropes and always being there for me. And great show, everybody. And so I just want to say good night to everybody. And thank you so much. Fun show. Great company.
Have a wonderful night, everyone. Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Bye.